Hey everybody, and welcome to another episode of Magic with Zuby. My name is Zuby, and would just like to say welcome back. It's been about 2 weeks now since I've released an episode, and let me tell you, I needed that 2 week break. It was, oh man, I've just been completely exhausted. I've been working a lot. That's mainly the reason why I took the 2 week break, is for work. We recently just acquired two new centers, and it's just been a nightmare of working late, doing so much crap, and it hasn't even stopped yet. It's just been more and more work piled on, but I'm going to continue the podcast and just see how it goes from there. So before we begin, let's get some ads out of the way to keep the lights on in the house. First one, this episode is featured on LegitMTG.com. try this again. This episode is featured on LegitMTG.com. LegitMTG.com not only has some really well-written articles, but also offers free shipping on all orders over $2 or more. Ever get tired of going to other sites and just have to buy some cheap singles and shipping costs more than what you're buying? No more. Any order over $2 or more has free shipping at LegitMTG.com. I feel like I can barely say that, but whatever. This week's episode is brought to you by Horizon Datasys, makers of Rollback RX. Do you ever wish you could take your PC back in time and restore to a pristine state? Rollback RX not only allows you to bring your machine back to any point in time, but is also a great way to recover from a bad driver update, viruses, or even a botched installation. Horizon Datasys doesn't tend to discount their product often, as they know it's going to save you hundreds of dollars in recovering your PC, but for listeners of Magic Zuby, they provided us an exclusive discount. Visit https://goo.gl/DIBVAF for 25% off Rollback RX. And as usual, I will be sure to tweet out and Facebook that link. I've been trying to get better with my Facebook posting because I'm really bad with it, because I forget that Facebook exists. But anyway, last but certainly not least, Five Color Combo is a great resource to find custom tokens, playmats, or other accessories, and to learn more about Magic the Gathering and keeping up with the latest news and strategies. They've also developed the premier app for getting better at Limited called Magic Drafter. Go to fivecolorcombo.com to get today, or click on the links in the description to check it out. Not too bad. My reading comprehension is getting there. It's getting there. So, all right. And you can find Magic with Zuby on the following: iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, mtgcast.com. If you wish to email me with any questions at all, you can send me an email at mtgzuby@gmail.com. Magic with Zuby is also on Facebook at facebook.com/magicwithzuby, as well as Twitter at Magic with Zuby. And we are also holding another giveaway. We are giving away the Nissa versus Obnixilis dual deck. I only have one to give away, and I've got one to give away, and the code word, actually, before we get into the code word, the way you enter to win, you don't have to retweet or follow me or anything. Of course, I will be tweeting and Facebooking it, just to let people be made aware. You have to listen to an episode and listen to the code word. I think for this one, I will announce the winner at the end of the month for September 30th. That way, oh God, I got to stop with this freaking cold here. It's not really cold. It's just my sinuses. I'm still waking up here. Let's see. Yeah. September 30th is that episode. When that comes out, I will release the winner, and whoever wins, I will ship it free of charge. And like I said, in order to win, you have to email me, and in the subject, it will have to be the code word for "in order to win." And the code word for this contest is "eat my shorts." So once again, that is "eat my shorts" in order to win, in order to be eligible to win a copy of Nissa versus Obnixilis dual deck. And I gotta say, I got a copy for myself, and it's been pretty fun. I really like some of the alternate art, especially for Nissa and Obnixilis and Crop Rotation. What's the other one? Doomblade is a pretty cool alternate art in it. But anyways, like I said, the code word is eat my shorts. And I will be announcing the winners on September 30th, so that gives you about 3 weeks to enter. So where to begin with? It's been 2 weeks. Like I said, I've been working a lot of hours. I barely been playing any Magic at all. Yesterday was the first time I played Magic in a while. And I just played some EDH with some Modern with it. I just went to the LGS and, you know, just played with some people. Had a pretty fun game of EDH. One of the opponents was playing Experiment Kraj, or as he liked to call him, Emperor Krang. You know, Krang from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. And that deck was ridiculous. Holy crap. Just how it was going off infinite mana, and I don't remember all the cards. It had Horseshoe Crab, it had that new Savala. Is it Savala? I guess I haven't downloaded it yet on Cockatrice. The conspiracy one. But anyways, it was just pretty insane fun. But I did manage to get one game in with Nin the Pain Artist. Actually, I got two games in. One with Nin the Pain Artist. I was able to combo off with, I had two wizards, a zombie and another wizard. I was able to combo off, and then I got Mind Over Matter out. So Mind Over Matter, in case you don't know. So let me just explain the combo a little bit. Mind Over Matter costs 2 colorless and 4 blue. You choose and discard a card, tap or untap target artifact, creature, or land. So I already had a bunch of land out, and I had two wizards out. And my deck isn't really, Nin the Pain Artist isn't really meant for attacking or anything. It's meant for drawing. So Mind Over Matter, and then when you have Azami, Lady of Scrolls, that costs 2 colorless and 3 blue. It's a legendary creature, human wizard, 0/2. Tap and untap wizard you control, draw a card. So basically, with any wizard that you have, Mind Over Matter, you can tap Lady Azami to draw a card. You can choose and discard a card to untap Lady Azami again, and then repeat that process over and over again. And so in my deck, in the Pain Artist deck, I have Laboratory Maniac, so, and I had enough mana to play it by the time I drew it, so I could just keep drawing it, and boom, won that way. Let's see, I played another game with Krufix. The Krufix game was really fun. I had Krufix, then Experiment Krang was out, or Emperor Krang, Experiment Kraj. Who was the other? Marith? Was it Marith of Wills or something? Yeah, Marith Will of the Wild. And see, I'm really good at remembering names. That's one I'm really good at. And then, Rafik of the Many. And Rafik of the Many ramped up really quick and started getting insane things out. But with my Krufix, I just kept on either wiping the board or just doing crazy things. The thing that saved me in that game was Hydra Broodmaster, and holy crap, thank God for that card. I had 70 mana saved up, and so, no, I had like 74 mana saved up by the time it was my turn. Played Hydra Broodmaster, took 4 of my colorless mana, then tapped 2 green, and Hydra Broodmaster has Monstrosity X, where, hold on, this stupid pop filter, here we go. Monstrosity X, when a Hydra Broodmaster becomes monstrous, put XXX green Hydra creature tokens onto the battlefield. And it's 2X and a green for Monstrosity X. So if you spent 2 colorless mana, you get one counter. So I had 70 colorless mana, divided it by 2, which is 35. So he got 35 1-1 counters, and then plus I got 35 Hydra tokens out. And just won the game that way, just by swinging out, and it was fun. It was a lot of back and forth. Those are my favorite kind of EDH games, where you think one person definitely has, you know, the ability to win, and then it's just like, nope, board wipe, and just, oh, everybody gets sad, and you got to start over. But no, that's EDH for you. And then played a few games of Modern. One of the people I was playing had a Modern Prowess deck, and I was just testing my Grixis Delver on it. Grixis Delver is just a little bit too good for it. And plus, I gave the guy a bunch of tips on, you know, how to build it better and all that, and pretty appreciative, and didn't seem too bad of a guy. Was pretty cool. And then, yeah, that was about it. Played, like I said, that was the first time playing Magic in a while. And, yeah, I miss it. I took apart my Bant Company deck, because with it being so close to rotation, I don't feel like playing Standard right now. The Star City Games Orlando Open is happening this coming up weekend, and probably going to go, probably going to attend. I don't know if I'm going to go both days now, but definitely going to try to go Saturday. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're going to be there, you know, shoot me a message. And, you know, if you want to meet me, I mean, that's cool. If not, that's cool. I'm probably just going to be playing in the open and just playing my Grixis Delver. I think that's what I've decided, Grixis Delver, and just take it from there, see how it goes. You know, if I win at least 1 to 2 rounds, I'll be happy. You know, I'm not going with any, you know, unrealistic expectations or anything. I was thinking this, since I'm only planning to go for one day, it would kind of suck in a way. If I did really good and made day two, I'd be like, shit, well, fuck. I don't know if I can make day two. It'd be pretty funny in my retrospect here. So, what's been going on? This episode is called The Road So Far for a reason. If you saw my one tweet, I definitely needed the 2 weeks off for not only work, because work has just been insane. It's been insanity. I've been working. It's normal for me to work at least 12 hours a day right now, 5 days a week, sometimes 6 days a week. It's not like this very often at all. This may happen once or twice a year where it gets this crazy busy. So it's not one of those jobs where it's consistently like that. There are some times where my work is very slow and you're just like praying for a project or something. Just come on, something happen. And so, yeah, work was definitely one of them. And the other one was sort of I wanted to step back and really take a look on what I wanted to do with Magic with Zubi. I wrote a little thing here, and this fucking pop filter doesn't want to stop moving. Stupid thing. I wrote a little thing here I've been working on all week, and I'll read it in a second, but it was just really, I guess let me just read what it said, because like I said, this, I was really wanting to take a step back and kind of really figure out what I want to do with this podcast here. You know, do I want to continue it the way it's been? So, all right, so I wrote a little thing here, and here it goes. I originally began Magic with Zubi on a whim due to a friend telling me that I should start a side project involving one of my passions. My passion at the time was Magic the Gathering. As I do with many things, I started delving myself into the hobby of podcasting and reading up as much as I could and figure out what I can and can't do. Best ways to get myself out there and noticed, etc., etc., best ways to edit, how to get the show out there to as many people. I also had a goal this year to start attending more competitive events in Magic the Gathering. I didn't have any notions of winning or getting to the Pro Tour. My family and career holds more priority. I just wanted to become a better player. So where am I at now? I feel the Magic with Zubi podcast has become moderately successful. We have reached over 50,000 downloads at this point, and I've heard from listeners all over the world, from South America to Europe and Australia. I am grateful to all who have downloaded the show and listened to my ramblings. I love the game of Magic the Gathering and enjoy sharing that love with you all. However, and there's always a however, I've noticed some things. Before I get into it, let me preface that I am a very goal-driven person. Once I set my mind on something, I'll usually do whatever it takes to get it done. I noticed, for the sake of the podcast, I was being someone who I was not. To fit in more with more prominent members of the MTG community, I was acting in a way I normally wouldn't, and after a while noticed I did not enjoy this. I didn't want to become someone I did not like. This may not have come across to the on the podcast, but may have shown outside of it. I noticed I didn't really fit in and was trying to be someone I am not, and I was only doing it for the podcast. After all, the podcast started to feel like a chore. The blog and streaming and going to competitive events I was doing started to feel like a chore. I don't want it to feel like that at all. This is not my main job. This is what I do on the side because I have a passion for it. I also started listening to a ton of other MTG podcasts just to see how others were doing it and try to emulate their style. I've noticed that the majority of MTG podcasts out there are very much the same, and I didn't want to become just another MTG podcast. So what am I trying to say here? At this point, with over 30 episodes in, and it hasn't been very long, I'm going to keep doing episodes that I feel are fun or seem important. For example, I love the Booster Build-A-Deck challenge I've done twice so far. I'm going to continue doing those for each new set. I want to interview people who may not be the most popular people in the MTG community because I'm interested in their views and want to know more. I think what I'm trying to say here is I need to do topics and episodes that I'm passionate about, and in hope it makes you, the listener, just as excited as I am to talk about it. I may do more lines of play episodes because the first one I did was fun, and I like going into the thought process of playing Magic. I may also have a whole episode dedicated to a deck tech that I enjoy in a certain format. To end with, I want to thank each and every one of you who has listened and will continue to listen to me, and I appreciate it. I needed the 2-week break not only to deal with work and family stuff, but to really sit back and reflect what I want for this podcast and where I want to go. So there it is. That was a little letter I wrote, and that's pretty much what I really wanted to say. A few other things. My website, magicwithzubi.com, will no longer have articles. I've gotten rid of the articles. I've redone the site. I don't know if anyone noticed it was down for a little bit, but it was down because I took it down and was revamping it up. I do want to start doing deck techs on here, and just deck, and it's not going to be the kind of deck techs that you may be used to seeing. Oh, you know, this is the coolest standard deck tech right here that I just made, and it won FNM. Now it's going to be deck techs that, hey, this cool casual deck I built, you know, this is why I like it, and this is, you know, the kind of combos it can do. Talk it over. Or I may talk about, you know, I'm going to talk about all my EDH decks that I have built and that I am building because they're really fun. I'll go over each of them just because. But yeah, I just really want to start doing episodes that I enjoy, and I'm going to be trying to get interviews with some people that aren't the most popular people on the community because I'm interested in hearing their views and wanting to know what they say and why they say it, you know, to really get their point of view across. And this wasn't really, I didn't write this because someone came to me and said something, or, you know, it was just more thing that I was self-reflecting on and noticed, you know, like I said, when I get into something like this and I want to become really good at it, I'll pretty much do whatever it takes. But I had to take a step back and realize that, you know what, this is not my main priority right now. Magic with Zubi, you know, doesn't pay the bills for this house, doesn't pay the bills for my family and kids. It provides some income, but not anywhere near enough that I would need to survive. So, you know, if I were to suddenly stop doing Magic with Zubi, could I survive? Oh, of course I could. This really just feeds my Magic the Gathering addiction, pretty much. And I just want to preface that. And then also, you know, and what I mean by I didn't like who I was becoming, I meant mainly on Twitter and it's mainly on Twitter and maybe Reddit because, you know, just trying to fit in with a lot of the community members there. And, you know, because I feel it's normal human nature. You want to be a part of the group. You want to be a part of, but you know what? To me, that's not why I started this. I started this because I love Magic the Gathering, and then I'm just going to keep talking about Magic. And, you know, I may have an episode that may not be very popular, you know, may raise a lot of eyebrows, and, you know, that's fine, because I'm talking about what I enjoy and what I love, and yeah, there we go. I think that's all I really wanted to talk about. I know it's a short episode. I wanted to try to make it as long as I could, but, you know, it's all right having a short episode once in a while. Next episode, I've already got some plans for, and we're going to be doing a sunset episode for Dragons of Tarkir and Dragons of Tarkir and Magic Origins, and just talking about some of the favorite decks that had those sets were involved in, and go from there. So I just want to thank everybody for listening to this episode. I know it was rather short, but I hope, you know, this is sort of a "Hey, I'm back" type of episode, and just sort of assessing where we're at right now with the podcast. And, you know, I may do another one, maybe not so soon, but maybe I'll do another one, you know, 50, 60 episodes from now, if I get that far, which I hope I do. I don't want to stop doing this because I enjoy this. So just want to thank everybody for listening. And like I said, eat my shorts is the code word for the new giveaway. And I will announce it on the episode that is released on September 30th. All right, everybody. All right, have a good day.
Don't you cry.